Text 5. Chatur ashram tat parita, sveta dvipakyam adbutam. Chatur ashram chatur mortis, chatur dhamma chatuskritam. Chatur bi purusartais cha, chatur bir hitu bir ritam. Solar dashad bir anadham, urdvadho dik vidikshvapi. Asta bir nidibir justam, asti bi sidibis tata. Manu rupais chadasad bir, dik palai pareto vritam. Shama gorais charaktais cha, shuklais cha parsadarsibi. Sobitam shaktibis tabir, adbutad bi samantata. The surrounding external plane of Gokula is described in this verse. There is a mysterious quadrangular place named Svetadvip surrounding the outskirts of Gokul. Svetadvip is divided into four parts on all sides: the abode of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha are separately located in each of these four parts. These four divided abodes are enveloped by the fourfold human requirements, such as piety, wealth, passion, and liberation, as also by the four Vedas that are Rig, Sama, Yajur, and Atharva, which deal with the mantra and which are the basis of achievements of the fourfold mundane requirements. 10 tridents are fixed in the 10 directions, including the zenith and nadir. The 8 directions are decorated with 8 jewels of Mahapadma, Padma, Shankh, Makara, Kachapa, Mukunda, Kunda, and Nila. There are 10 protectors, or dikpalas, of the 10 directions in the form of mantra. The associates of the hues of blue, yellow, red, and white, and the extraordinary potencies bearing the names of Bimala, etc., shine on all sides. Purport. Primarily, Gokula is the seat of transcendental love and devotion. Hence, Yamuna, Sri Govardhan, Sri Radhakund, etc., of the terrestrial Vraj Mandala, lie within Gokul. Again, all the majesties of Vaikuntha are manifested there, extending in all directions. The pastimes of the four propagating manifestations are all there in their proper places. The Paravyoma, Vaikuntha, has got its extension from the display of the four propagating manifestations. Salvation, as of Vaikuntha, and piety, wealth, and passion pertaining to worldly people are in the proper places in Gokula as their original seed. In other words, the primary cause. The Vedas are also engaged in singing the song of the Lord of Gokula. There are 10 tridents in 10 directions to prevent and disappoint those who are aspirants for having an entrance into Goloka through meditations without the grace of Krishna. Self-conceited people who try to reach this region through the paths of yoga, meditation, and Gyan, empiric knowledge, are baffled in their attempts, being pierced by the 10 tridents. Self-annihilation has its excellence in Brahmadham, which represents the outside covering of Goloka in the shape of tridents. Shula means trident. The mundane threefold attributes and the threefold divisions of time represent the trident. Astanga yogis, in other words, ascetics who practice the Eightfold Yoga, are the non-differentiative liberationists who, trying to approach the direction of Goloka, fall headlong into the pits of disappointment by being pierced and cut asunder by these tridents placed in the 10 directions. Those who proceed toward the direction of Goloka through the channel of devotion, alloyed with majestic ideas, are fascinated with the charms of Vaikuntha, which is the outer covering plane of Sri Goloka, at the site of the 8 perfections, that is, anima, etc., and majesties like Mahapadma, etc. Those who are less forward in their intelligence relapse to the sevenfold world falling under the control of the 10 protectors of the 10 directions in the guise of mantras. In this wise, Goloka has become unknowable and inaccessible. It is only the divine selves of Godhead, the propounders of the divine dispensations for the different ages, who are always forward there to favor the approaching devotees who seek entry into the realm of Goloka through the channel of pure devotional love. These divine forms of Godhead are surrounded there with attendants of their respective natures. Svetadvip in Goloka is their place of abode. Hence, Srila Thakur Vrindavan, the manifest Vyas of Chaitanya Lila, has described the village of Navadvip as bearing the name of Svetadvip. In this Svetadvip, the concluding portions of the pastimes of Goloka exist eternally as pastimes of Navadvip. Hence, the region of Navadvip, Braj, and the realm of Goloka are one and the same indivisible entity. The difference only lies in the manifestations of the infinite variety of sentiments corresponding to the diverse nature of their devotional love. There is in this a most hidden principle, which only the greatest souls who are possessed of the highest transcendental love are enabled to realize by the direct grace of Krishna. The truth is as follows. In this mundane world, there are 14 spheres disposed in the graded order of high and low. Persons living with wives and children, hankering for the pleasure-giving effect of their fruitive actions, move up and down within the limits of the 3 worlds of Bhu, Bhuva, and Sva. Brahmacharis of great austerities, ascetics, and persons addicted to hypothetical truth, persons of a neutral disposition, adopting non-fruitive works by an aptitude which seeks to be freed from all mundane desires, move up and down within the limits of the worlds of Maha, Jana, Tapa, and Satya. Above these worlds lies the abode of the four-headed Brahma, above which lies the unlimited realm of Vaikuntha of Vishnu, Shirodakshai, lying in the ocean of milk. Paramahamsa sannyasis and the demons killed by Srihari by crossing the Viraja, in other words, by passing beyond the 14 worlds, enter into the luminous realm of Brahman and attain to nirvana in the form of temporary abeyance of the temporal ego. But the devotee, actuated by knowledge, gyan bhakta, the devotee actuated by the pure devotional aptitude, sudha bhakta, and the devotee imbued with loving devotion, prema bhakta, the devotee actuated by pure love, prema para bhakta, and the devotee impelled by overwhelming love, prema tura bhakta, who serve the majesty of Godhead, have their locations in Vaikuntha, in other words, the transcendental realm of Sri Narayan. The devotees who are imbued with all love and who walk in the footsteps of the spiritual maids of Braj alone attain to the realm of Goloka. The different locations of the devotees in Goloka, according to the respective differences in the natures of their rasas, or mellow quality, are settled by the inconceivable power of Krishna. The pure devotees, following the devotees of Braj, and those following the pure devotees of Navadvipa are located in the realm of Krishna and Gaura, respectively. The identical devotees of Braj and Navadvipa simultaneously attain to the pleasures of service in the realm of Krishna and Gaura. Sri Jiva Goswami writes in his work Gopala Champu that, quote, "The supreme transcendental realm is called Goloka, being the abode of Go, transcendental cows, and Gopa, transcendental cowherds. This is the seat of the rasa pastimes of the absolute Sri Krishna. Again, the realm is called Svetadvipa, owing to the realization of some of the rasas, which are the inconceivable manifestation derived from the untouched purity of that supreme realm. The twofold entities of the supreme Goloka and the supreme Svetadvipa are indivisibly the realm of Goloka." Unquote. The gist of the whole matter is this. Goloka, as Svetadvipa, is eternally manifest because the pleasures of enjoyment of the rasa could not be had in its entirety in the pastimes of Krishna in Braj. He accepts the emotion and effulgence of his predominated moayati, Sri Radhika, and makes an eternal pastime for the enjoyment of Krishna rasa there. Sri Krishna Chandra, coveting to taste the following pleasures, that is, to realize, one, the nature of the greatness of the love of Sri Radha, two, the nature of the wonderful sweetness of his love, of which Sri Radhika has got the taste, and three, the nature of the exquisite joy that accrues to Sri Radha by her realization of the sweetness of his love, took birth, like the moon, in the ocean of the womb of Sri Sachidevi. The esoteric desire of Sri Jiva Goswami Prabhu is herein made manifest. In the Veda, it is also said, quote, "Let me tell you the mystery. In Navadvipa, the identical realm of Goloka, on the banks of the Ganges, Gaurachandra, who is Govinda, the entity of pure cognition, who has two hands, who is the soul of all souls, who has the supreme great personality as the great meditative sannyasi, and who is beyond the threefold mundane attributes, makes the process of pure, unalloyed devotion manifest in this mundane world. He is soul Godhead. He is the source of all forms, the supreme soul, and is Godhead, manifesting himself in yellow, red, blue, and white colors. He is the direct entity of pure cognition, full of spiritual chit potency. He is the figure of the devotee. He is the bestower of devotion and cognizable by devotion alone. This self-same Gaurachandra, who is no other than Krishna himself, in order to taste the rasa of the pastimes of Radha and Krishna in Goloka, is manifest in the eternal realm of Navadvipa, identical with Goloka." Unquote. This is also clear from the Vedic declarations Asanvarnastraya Krishnavarnam Tvisa Krishnam Yata Pashya Pashanti Rukmavarnam Mahan Prabhur Vai, and various other statements of the theistic scriptures. Just as Sri Krishna had his birth in the mundane Gokula through the agency of Yoga Maya, who is the primal energy of the Supreme Lord, so with her help, he manifests the Leela of his birth in the womb of Sri Sachidevi in Navadvipa on this mundane plane. These are the absolute truths of spiritual science, and not the outcome of imaginary speculation under the thraldom of the deluding energy of Godhead.